Good morning, everybody. This is Becky Speed, the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm so blessed to be here with you on the phone today. Sarah was just sharing with us a praise, and she was saying how she's looking forward to the warmer weather, and she volunteers at a park, and she's bringing her sunshine there, even though they have that warmer weather, but she just had so much sunshine in her heart. It was just a great thing to hear, and Carol was sharing about amazing parties that the Lord has blessed her with 6 recruits out of 2 parties, as well as a booking. So we're just praising God for a lot of awesome things today. How we're going to do this call is I take prayer requests and praise reports before we start the recording, and then we'll do a Bible study during the recording portion. I'll turn that off afterwards in case you've got something private you'd like to share as either a praise or as a prayer request, and then we'll pray together to start our week off with the Lord. Lord, I just want to come to you this morning before we get started, Lord, and I just want to praise you and I want to thank you for this time that we have together and that you love us so much. And we thank you for warmer weather and for sunshine and for the joy that comes out of our hearts that comes from you. And Lord, we know that that is also our strength. So Father God, we just praise you for that. We praise you just because you love us and who you are. And Father God, I pray you will just anoint this time that we have together with a special anointing, an anointing of abundance and blessing, and an anointing of unstopping our ears so we can hear what you would have for us, and that it would pierce our heart, Lord, and that our hearts would be circumcised anew, that we would want to follow you in a new and fresh way, and that it will impact our businesses, Lord. I do pray that you will speak through my mouth of clay to give you all the glory. And Lord, I pray that for supernatural wisdom and recall of your scripture and your word. Lord, I just pray that you will just speak in and through me, and that not only during this time today that we have together, but that you would speak to us in a way that we can hear, and that we would quiet ourselves, that we could hear your voice. We love you, Father God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today's lesson I called Be Silent No More. And one of the things that I hear over and over again is I can't get bookings, I can't get recruits. What do I say? What's the exact scripting or the verbiage or things like that? And as I was praying about this last night and what to talk about today, the Lord just shared with me and spoke to my heart that we've been silent. And I know that many of you on the call today are women. And as little girls, many times, we have a lot to say. Maybe you were like me and you had a lot of questions. And I can remember my mom would always say, you know, Becky, you have so many questions. Well, I think God was just preparing me to be a coach, because that's what we do all day long is we ask questions. And I was insatiably curious about how God worked and how things worked. And bless my mom's heart, she never got frustrated with me or angry around that. She always wanted to help support me to become the woman of God that God had created me for. But I can remember that many times I was told to be quiet, to shut up. I was told that we were to be seen and not heard. And there were many, many occasions that this happened. And I don't know if any of you on the call are identifying with this story, but a lot of us have been silenced. We want to serve. We want to do our best. And so if someone that we respected or someone was in authority over us and told us to be quiet, we became silent. And then when it came time to be able to speak or to talk or to do the things that we knew we needed to do, those voices would pop up and say, be quiet, whether we knew it or not. We had programmed ourselves. We had accepted that challenge to be silent. And it tells us in the Word that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. That's our story. That's sharing. That's talking. I know many of us have suffered abuses as well. And that's the easiest way for the enemy to gain victory over our life is to silence us. Silence us around the abuse. Silence us around the oppression. And then pretty soon it feels more comfortable to be in the silent even though inside our spirit man's crying out and wants the freedom that Jesus provides for us. So on behalf of all of those that told you to be silent, that told you that you couldn't speak, I want to personally come on their behalf and ask you to forgive me. I want to ask you to forgive them. We can't experience our freedom unless we walk in forgiveness. I'm not saying that we can just automatically maybe be in relationship with them and be all warm and fuzzy and cozy. But we need to forgive. So if someone has silenced you or silenced your voice or hushed or shushed you or abused you or oppressed you, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to implore, I'm going to beg from the bottom of my heart that you forgive them for your freedom. Forgive those people who have tried to silence you or maybe didn't accept you. Those things can carry over into your business and you may not even know it. It can carry over into your life, into your marriage, into your relationship with your children, into the relationship with your parents and your siblings, into your relationships at your conventional work, but definitely in your direct selling business. Right now, I want to encourage you. I want to, in the name of Jesus, loose boldness and the Spirit on you to speak. Speak your message. It's important. You're here on this earth because you've got that message inside of you. You've got that ability to support and help other people. Now's your time to speak. The Lord wants you to walk in your freedom, walk in that boldness, and we rebuke that spirit of silence. We rebuke the spirit of oppression. You know, the Lord tells us that there's a gift of miracles that he wants to perform in each one of us when he talks about the gifts. And we can have any gift that we ask for. He gives the gifts according to his measure and his desire and what his will is. But we can have that miraculous. So if it seems almost like it would take a miracle this morning for you to be able to be silent no more, to be able to embrace talking to people about your business opportunity, to be able to embrace and be excited about talking to people about scheduling parties or shows or appointments with you, ask him for the gift of miracles. And I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is one of the giftings that I've seen the Lord manifest in my life. He'll do it through might. He'll do it through strength. He'll do it as we work on things. But he's doing it in his spirit through us. It can maybe be over finances or provision. Or maybe you need a miracle in your thoughts and in your thought life and in the words that you're speaking to yourself and over your life and over your business. Maybe you've picked up some bad habits. You can be free today. Accept that miracle. You know, the Lord tells us in Matthew 7:7, if we ask, it'll be given to us. If we seek, we will find. And if we knock, the door is going to be opened to you. So if those of you that are trying to gain that freedom, I'm going to encourage you to print out that verse, Matthew 7:7, and confess it and claim it as yours that God will do this. If you ask, it will be given to you. If you ask for the bookings, you will get the bookings. If you seek people to find you in the business, or to find you in the business, or to find your business that you can share your business opportunity with, you'll find that. And if you will knock, the doors will be open to you. People will open their doors to you. Now, I know that just seems kind of like very figurative, or you may think that that's not exactly what was meant here, but take this verse that the Lord wants to do that. He wants you to ask him. He wants you to seek him. And he will. If you knock on his door, he's going to open it. But it also applies to your direct selling business. Absolutely. And in Matthew 21:22, it says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. Not if it's only something that that I think might be a really good time for you and all this. No, right then when we ask it, the Lord starts that, and he's like, okay, I want to give you good things. He's not going to give you a snake or a scorpion if you ask for something good like bread or things to fulfill your family or to further the kingdom. That's not how he works. He says in Matthew 21:22, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And Luke 11:9-10 says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. He said this in several places in his word. He wants us to really get it. So don't stay in that bondage anymore. I was thinking also about Joshua and how right after Moses died, I can't imagine what that must have felt like for Joshua. He was Moses' right-hand man. They were close. They were best buds. I mean, they were tight. And then all of a sudden, he's expected to lead the Israelites into the promised land, but not just lead them in. He's to go in and conquer them. What an overwhelming sense of responsibility, and maybe even grief. And I'm sure that maybe he was feeling like, whew, what do I say? What do I do? Because it tells us in Joshua 1:7-9, in the New Living Translation, it says, be strong and very courageous. This is God's word back to Joshua at that time. This was his instructions. He said, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions that Moses gave you. He said, listen to your mentor, because he's talking from me. Okay, basically that's what he's saying. He says, in the word, it says, do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. So he says, don't follow this and this and be all over the place. Be consistent, be persistent. Do what Moses instructed you, because he was my leader and he was mentoring you. So that's what I want you to do. He had heard from me. And listen to what it says. It says in verse 8, it says, study the book of instruction continually. That's the Bible. Meditate on it day and night so that you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. So basically he says, read the Bible, meditate on it, chew it over. It's like chewing your cud. Have it go over in your mind. Play your worship music. Listen to the word of God continually, day in and day out. And then verse 9 says, this is my command, be strong and courageous. He said this twice. This is the guy that went into the promised land before, and he saw the and what everybody else said were looked like giants. And he said, hey, we can do this thing. We can take this land. Only he and Caleb said they could come back. He was strong. He was courageous. He was bold. And he was just wild on fire for God, and God's here telling him, be strong and courageous. And then just two verses later, a couple sentences later, he says again, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Whew, how many people needed to hear that word today, right? How many times do we get up and we make those phone calls and or we ask for parties or we're talking about our business opportunity? It seems like it's no, 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 or we're not accepted. And then all those voices that we were just receiving our freedom from, they keep telling us to be silent. So don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So I want you to take that verse with you too. Print it out, Joshua 1:7-9. This is verse 9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And it also tells us in Proverbs 10:22 that the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So if you're experiencing sorrow or lack or disappointment or frustration, those are not from God. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Okay. So I'm going to encourage you to confess this week. Say, I'll live with a strong intention. I'm committing to being more intentional, to live with more purpose according to my strengths, with prioritized responsibilities and boundaries that will support the commitment to long-term achievement of my divine destiny. I'm also going to celebrate more of the incremental wins and victories that are sustained over time. I won't be silent. I will be strong and courageous. I hope that this was a blessing to you guys this morning. I hope that the Lord just blesses you. Before I do the group prayer, I do want to close out today in prayer because I just want to just to pray over each one of you a blessing. Father God, I just pray a blessing over each and every person on the call or listening to the recorded version of this. Lord, I pray that you that they will receive what you paid for over 2,000 years ago on the cross through your death, burial, and resurrection, the freedom from the oppressor, the freedom from the enemy, that they will be silent no more, that they will speak and fulfill their destiny that you have for them, that they will embrace you with everything they have, that they will minister in the marketplace, that they will be your hands and your feet, they will be successful businessmen and businesswomen, that they will be bold, they will be courageous, they will be strong, they will ask, they will seek, they will knock, and they will receive with thanksgiving your blessing that you have on their lives and their business. Lord, you tell us that we don't do it by our might or by our strength. You tell us in your word in Zechariah 4:6 that it's not by force or by our strength, but by your spirit. So, Father God, we thank you ahead of time. We thank you before we even see the manifestation of this answered prayer. But we thank you, Lord, for this blessing. We thank you for your words. We thank you for the divine connections. We thank you for the favor that goes out before each and every person, whether it's with hosts, customers, business prospects, or just people that we're to minister to. I thank you, Father God, for your wisdom and your direction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your freedom. Thank you for the ability to forgive those that have hurt us or oppressed us or abused us, Father God, or did not accept us. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom that you provide. Thank you for your love. And thank you for the forgiveness that flows in and through us on a continual basis. We love you, Father God. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to turn off the recording now. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. But stay with me if you're here live with us on the call because we're going to start our prayer time together.